This is KCUR, and now it's time for a scaly tale. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story of a native Central American animal that's becoming a more familiar face around the area.
The Groves family lives in Olathe. They were watching a movie when they heard a clank, clank.
The clank, clank we heard, obviously, you know, it was taking a header down there.
They let their dogs out, Sparky and Paddington. And realized a creature was in their window well.
That's an armadillo. That's not a raccoon. That's not a possum.
Brent, Mary, and their son Nick weren't really sure what to do.
Threw a little bit of food down there, just in case, and some water.
And then we put a
2x4. I thought maybe it might climb out.
A sweet gesture and all, but armadillos don't eat bread. They eat invertebrates and soil. And though it could have climbed out, heck, armadillos can jump 3 feet straight up into the air if they're startled. It didn't do that. It stayed in the window well throughout the night. The next morning, the Groves called Olathe Animal Control.
He put it in a little net, and he was nice enough to take it down to the wood line down there to let her go. We keep calling her her. If another day, we would have named her.
What were you going to name it again?
Fluffy.
Fluffy was released, and as the Groves say, ran off into the sunset.
Oh, my God.
They took a video of it and shared their story on social media.
People made comments that, ooh, yuck, yeah, they're heading our way, and that they've seen more and more of them. And so, yeah, it was kind of interesting.
On a recent trip from Arkansas to Kansas City, I saw a ton of armadillos, dead, on the side of the highway. They're nocturnal and don't have the best eyesight. So that, combined with the jumping 3 feet into the air thing, makes it hard for them to get across roads safely. I knew there were armadillos in Missouri, but I was really surprised to see so many of them. I put a call out on Facebook to see if other people in the area had armadillo sightings, dead or alive. Most people had seen them dead like I did, on I-70 near the Speedway, southeast near Lee Summit in Warrensburg. But Cindy Taylor found a live one. She lives in Holden, Missouri, about an hour southeast of Kansas City. She made a video of the 20-pound creature walking casually through her yard. It stops occasionally to dig its large claws into the ground, wrestling its snout into the dirt.
We've had hundreds so far this year, it's safe to say.
James Dixon is a wildlife damage biologist for the Missouri Department of Conservation, which means he helps people who are experiencing damage caused by wildlife. His area covers just south of Kansas City down to Arkansas.
Down here in Springfield, about any neighborhood you stopped in, if you asked folks, what do you think about armadillos, they could probably walk you over to a house where they're having problems with armadillos.
The problem with the nine-banded armadillo is not that they can carry leprosy or give birth to identical quadruplets, though that's pretty creepy. The reason why people have problems with them is that they dig. They can do a lot of damage to yards overnight, especially well-kept yards. Dixon says, though they're very frustrating to homeowners, they're not considered an invasive species. They've been naturally expanding their habitat north from Central America since 1850. They are common in the southeastern part of the country, but Missouri sightings started just about 40 years ago.
Decades and decades ago, when armadillos are moving up out of the south, the prediction was Central Arkansas is as far north as they'd be able to survive. And they just moved up to that boundary and just blew right past it. So I think anybody that tells you how far north armadillos are capable of going, boy, they're really taking a gamble and making a prediction because our predictions have been wrong in the past.
There have even been armadillo sightings in Illinois and Nebraska. Some scientists hypothesize that they're hitching rides on produce trucks. It's weird because armadillos don't like cold temperatures. They survive in the winter cold and summer heat by burying into the ground. Studies are looking at how soil moisture and the number of freeze days could be affecting their ability to survive further and further north in Missouri and in other states.
If it's due to something internal with their biology or whether it's due to climate change, who knows? But it's something that's occurring naturally.
James Dixon says he thinks that the Kansas City area is not far off from seeing more armadillos in its future. Back in Kansas City at the Discovery Center, Todd Mace shows me a map of armadillo occurrences in Missouri.
They pretty much stop along the Missouri River.
Mace has the same job as James Dixon, only he covers the northern part of the state, from Kansas City up to Iowa. In the 7 years with the department, he hasn't had a call on an active live armadillo in Jackson County. But the number of carcasses he's finding is increasing. He just recently came across one in Independence. And a few years ago, he got a call about a live one north of the river in Platte County.
But can armadillos swim?
Yes. Thought maybe the river would be a natural barrier, but no, they can't swim. But what's going to, you know, harm them once you get up north of the river in these northern counties, the winters are a lot harsher.
Mace never found that armadillo, but says he expects to be dealing with them more and more in the next few years.
It's not a case of if, it's when, you know.
And what makes you so certain?
The habitat's here. The food's here.
Even though these animals can be so destructive, Mace says that they're just another species people are going to have to deal with. They are protected by the Wildlife Code and basically belong in Missouri now. As far as how far north they'll continue to go, who's to say? I'm not going to put any bets on it. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.